Episode 1651, Let the Good Times Roll.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. It is a brand new day. It is Friday. That means the weekend's here, and it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Let the good times roll. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, life is too short. Let the good times roll. Embrace each moment as a gift, regardless of the circumstances. Now, that's a lot to swallow, but I got to tell you, school's around the corner and our days are numbered. And if you're a parent, your days of influence within the home is very limited. Yes, I believe as a parent, you always have influence, but your greatest influence comes when they are living under the roof of your home. Let the good times roll. Don't get caught up in everything that everyone else is doing. Do you, do your family. One of the things children say frequently is, but Bobby does it. Why can't I do it? Why can't we do it? Susie does it. Why can't I go do what Susie does? And that Bobby or Susie could be anybody for you. You fill in the blank of that name. Maybe you look at it too. Instead, though, of a child's name being placed there, it's a parent's name. Children begin comparison at a very young age, and we do it too as parents. We look side to side, and we're like, gosh, if they can do it, why can't I do it? Or you scroll through your social media feed. Come on, think about it. It's summertime. There's still time for vacation. Maybe you've had a long week and you're just now sitting back and you're looking and all you see are all these pictures of people on vacation, whether they're hiking in a cave or out at the beach or boating on the lake, whatever it is. And maybe you're sitting there going, I wish I had that. I wish we could do that. You're breathing. Be grateful. Yes, I know it's harsh. And it sounds maybe that I'm being a little bit too blunt, but we take a lot for granted. And I'm speaking to myself. My days as a mom to my beautiful five children are numbered. I cannot believe that now my youngest is a freshman in high school. And boy, do I remember the day I brought him home from the hospital. I remember days that I carried him in my tummy. I even can go back as far. Now, this is the youngest we're talking about, little G-man here. I can even remember 2 days prior to me actually delivering him, but it was only one day before I went to the hospital because I went in the evening before. Actually, it was like early evening, late afternoon, however you want to look at it. And we did a photo shoot. And I still have that picture. In fact, I should post it for you all to see. But we did it, and it was just myself, the four babies, and then little G-Man in my tummy. So there were five babies. You could only see four of them, though. And I was done kind of, we were all in white, and I was wearing kind of this weird toga thing. And boy, oh my goodness gracious, did I look like a huge woman. But I was giving birth, about ready to give birth to an incredible young little baby who is now going to be a freshman in high school. Where does time go? Our days are numbered when it comes to our influence over our children. So instead of worrying and concerning yourself with what everybody else does, do things differently. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Do things differently. This is your family. And your family is comprised of whoever God has blessed you within the confines. Maybe you foster children. Then they are your family. Maybe you have adopted. They are your family. Maybe you have biological and adopted children. They are all your family. Maybe you're like, but I don't have any children, but I mentor. They are your family. Know your family. You have a family. So do what works for you and your family. Sometimes we make parenting way too difficult. We add unnecessary layers just because. Well, just because we're looking side to side. We're trying to fit in. We look to Dr. Phil or Oprah. Tell me what I need to know. Maybe you're looking to me. Yes, do I have a lot of experience parenting? Yes, I do. Do I have a lot of great ideas? Yes, I do. But does that mean that they're going to work for your family exactly the way I do them? No. I expect you to listen with an open heart and take what works for you and your family and run with it. There's not one way to do things in life. There's not one way to being a mom. I'm sure my mom has watched me parent and she is just shaking her head going, oh my gosh, I better get down on my knees and start praying for my daughter. But she's held her tongue because I need to do things my way. Just like I may have looked at my sister and said, I don't know. Maybe that's not what I would have done. But it's not for me to live my sister's life. I live my life with my family. My sister lives her life with her family. There's no comparison. God has given you a blessing, a family. Those whoever you call within your arms, they are your family. So I'm going to do something really different. Yes, get it? Do things differently. We're going to talk about the don'ts. Number one, don't sweat the small stuff. You decide. Be the parent. If your child is sitting there begging for something, wanting to do something out of comparison or out of, I saw this on Netflix as an advertisement or I saw something on TV, whatever the case may be, it's the new fad. Don't sweat the small stuff. You decide. You parent. Stand up for the way you want to lead your family. You're the CEO of the family. So be strong in that. Number two, don't let a day go by without living boldly. This means living life to the fullest. And some might say, oh, you know, you got to live life as if it's your last day. I get that. But I also understand that if we really were given that particular prescription and we were written saying you have 24 hours and that is it, what would you do? If we're honest, it's confession day, right? And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could do everything I would want to do in 24 hours. I just don't. So I don't look at my life and look at my life when it comes to parenting and say, I got to do everything right within each day that I have. No, I just go and I live life to the fullest. Be on point with your family and for your family. Love them when they're unlovable. Hold them when they're stinky. Do the tough stuff. Don't let a day go by without living boldly. And number three, don't take your family for granted. Life is precious. Tell your children you love them. Hold them close. Those little cuddle times, they go away too fast. And I still have a couple of them that will want to come and sit with me in bed. And just be there, even if they're on their tablet or they're doing something with their homework where they just want to be close to their mom. I'm not going to tell them to get lost. I want that snuggle time with them. They're sitting close to me. I want to sit close to them because eventually they're going to have their own family. They're going to be doing what I'm doing now, which is going to be exciting to see them in that season. But right now, I want that time with my child. That time is fleeting. So don't take your family for granted. Tell your husband that you love him. Tell your children that you love them. Do what works for you and your family. Let the good times roll. There's one thing by having a big family, I believe you begin to kind of embrace because you are extra large in size. I feel like when we use things, we use them in double time. You know, if they give you an expectation that a product should last 2 to 3 years, and I'm thinking, okay, for a family of average of size, 4 people, right? 2 to 3 years. I'm like, great. I'll be lucky if I get a year out of it. But boy, I'm going to make the best of that year. When we look at life as a bigger family, it's a party every day. And when you embrace your family that way, you can smile more often. Even when there's junk happening, even when you're arguing, you can still smile every day. Yes, you're going to have tough stuff to deal with. You're going to get phone calls late at night that you don't want to have to deal with. You're going to be caught in situations that you're like, gosh, darn it, why me? And you're going to be on your knees sobbing to God saying, Lord, why me? I am not ready for this. I am not the mom to handle this. But it's a party every day. You can find joy and gratitude when you look for it. Parenting truly is a gift. And when I stop long enough in the craziness and the busyness of my life, it allows me to see how God sees me. Because as I look at my children, so my Father in heaven looks at me. Do things differently. Smile more. Fill your heart with joy. Reach out with compassion. Make it a party every day. Let the good times roll. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.